kids, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. This is Estelle, and I hope you're having a fantastic day. This week, we are talking about the souls that God gave Adam and Eve. Even though Adam and Eve's bodies would die because of their sin, their souls were eternal. The Adam and Eve on the inside would live forever. We're going to talk some more about that today, right after this questionable, yet hilarious joke of the day.
Hey, Clara, why can't you hear a pterodactyl go into the bathroom?
I don't know.
Because the pee is silent.
Hey kid, wake up. This is Jeremy, and I want you to pay attention to this important fact. When God made Adam and Eve, he gave them souls that will live forever. He gave them bodies, and because of their sin, their bodies would one day die, but their souls would never stop existing. They would go on living forever. You see, when Adam and Eve were alive on earth, you could see their bodies. That's the part of them on the outside. You could feel, you could see, hear, you could even smell. But there was another part to Adam and Eve, the part on the inside that can't be seen, touched, heard, or smelled. God told Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, "But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." He gave Adam and Eve clear instructions to not eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but they disobeyed. Disobeying God is sin, and God told them plainly that the punishment for sin would be death. When they both ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they earned death. Their bodies didn't die immediately, but eventually they grew old and died. But when their bodies died, their souls did not stop existing. Like every other soul God created, Adam and Eve exist forever. I believe that Adam and Eve have existed with God since the day their bodies died. God explained to them in Genesis that he was going to send a rescuer to take care of their sin problem. Adam and Eve worshiped God, and they taught their children to worship God. We can't know for sure, but I believe that Adam and Eve turned away from their sin and trusted God to take care of their sin, even though they didn't know their Savior would be named Jesus. The Bible seems to indicate that they put their trust in him. The book of Romans clearly teaches us that just like Adam and Eve, everyone who has ever lived has sinned. And because of our sin, just like Adam and Eve, everyone will die one day. Our bodies will die, but not our souls. They will exist forever, either with God or away from him.